funeral service for 55-year-old Jeffrey Sanders of Mayview, who died June 19th, will be held at 10 a.m. today at Odessa High School. Burial will follow at Zion Cemetery in Mayview. Ralph O. Jones Funeral Home in Odessa is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 73-year-old Thomas Levi T.J. Jackson of Higginsville, who died Tuesday, will be held at 10 a.m. today at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Higginsville. His ashes will be entombed at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Kaiser Wigger's funeral home in Higginsville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 85-year-old Kate Short of Higginsville, who died Wednesday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at Higginsville First Baptist Church, where friends may call 1 hour prior to the service. Burial will follow at Concordia Baptist Cemetery. Hafer Funeral Home in Higginsville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 71-year-old Linda Cooper of Waverly, who died Wednesday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at Victory Christian Fellowship in Waverly. Burial will follow at Waverly Cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 97-year-old George Phillips of Richmond, who died Wednesday, will be held at 11 a.m. today at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Richmond Memory Gardens Cemetery. Funeral service for 91-year-old Herman Stoney Stone King of Waverly, who died Friday, will be held at 2 p.m. today at Waverly Christian Church. Foster Funeral Chapel in Waverly is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 71-year-old James Duncan of Lexington, who died Wednesday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at First Assembly of God Church in Higginsville. Burial will follow at the city cemetery. No visitation will be held. Hafer Funeral Home in Higginsville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 93-year-old Grace Brandt of Concordia, who died Thursday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Concordia. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Visitation will be held from 6 o'clock to 7:30 tonight at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia. Funeral service for 91-year-old Wanda Louise Carmack of Fayette, who died Thursday, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Markland Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin, where visitation will be held from 5 to 7 o'clock tonight. Burial will follow tomorrow's service at Mount Pleasant Cemetery in New Franklin. Memorial service with military honors conducted by the U.S. Air Force and VFW Post 2591 for 86-year-old Dale Anderson of Sedalia, who died Thursday, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at First Christian Church in Sedalia, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Graveside services with military honors conducted by American Legion Post 305 for 78-year-old Richard Eugene Goss of Warrensburg, who died Friday, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Fork. Fox Funeral Home in Coal Camp is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 89-year-old Hilda Hall of Richmond, who died Friday, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at New Hope Methodist Church north of Hardin. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Visitation will be held from 7 to 8 o'clock tonight at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond. Mass of Christian burial for 80-year-old Carol Sue Greer of Marshall, who died Friday, will be held at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow at St. Peter Catholic Church in Marshall, where visitation begins at 1:30 p.m. Burial will follow at Sunset Garden Cemetery in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Memorial service for 27-year-old Amanda Hepworth of Brookfield, who died Thursday, will be held at 6 p.m. tomorrow at Rhodes Funeral Home in Brookfield, where visitation begins at 5 p.m. Graveside service for 79-year-old Gary Baxter of Norburn, who died Friday, will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday at Antioch Cemetery in Norburn. No visitation will be held. Bittaker Funeral Home in Carrollton is in charge of arrangements. Services for 83-year-old Mary Ellison of Sedalia, who died Friday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday at Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia, where the family will receive friends from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Wednesday's service at Mount Hermon Cemetery. Casual dress is requested for a memorial service with military rights for 70-year-old James Edward Jim Wesselow of Gravois Mills and formerly of Marshall, who died June 19th. That will be held at 6 p.m. Wednesday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 4 p.m. Celebration of Life ceremony for 92-year-old June Sattler of Sedalia, who died May 14th, will be held at 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Heckert Family Center in Sedalia. No visitation will be held. Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Graveside services and burial for 67-year-old James Guy Jim Michaels of Carrollton, who died June 13th, will be held at 2 p.m. Thursday at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. No visitation will be held. Foster Funeral Chapel in Carrollton is in charge of arrangements. Graveside service for 79-year-old Marvin Huffman of Carrollton, who died June 2nd, will be held at 1 p.m. Saturday at Evergreen Cemetery in DeWitt. Foster Funeral Chapel in Carrollton is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.